B.J. Lowry a little bit. I mean, he's made some pretty sharp plays next year, that last year, that Michigan game and stuff, and ready to move up to the next level?
Oh, I know he's ready. You know, just talking to B.J., you know, on and off, on and, like, at the complex and away from the complex. You know, B.J.'s ready. You know, he mentally knows it's his time to, you know, get on the field. And I think that, you know, I know that, you know, in the past he's had, I mean, what was it, like a wrist injury or whatever, but, you know, he's healthy now. He's ready to go. He's getting stronger, faster. And, you know, the sky's the limit for B.J. He's a great athletic guy. And, you know, I'm excited for him. I can't wait to, you know, I'm gonna be a fan watching him too. It's gonna be awesome.
How about Nicole?
Okay. Nico, you know, he's a big physical guy. You know, I think this spring as an incoming freshman, your following spring is the important where you learn. Yeah, I mean, just for me personally, that was where I made that move, and I could tell, like, okay, I'm getting a defense or whatever. But that's how Nico was last year. You know, at the beginning of spring ball, he was he was making all the calls and whatever, and sometimes I'd even have to call the calls. But towards the end, you know, he was vocal. He was getting there. He was making every call. You know, of course he made mistakes. Yeah. You know, that's what everyone does. No one's perfect, but you know, he learned from him, and he didn't make the same mistake twice. And that's what the coaches asked for. So, you know, I think Nico's going to be a huge asset to our defense.
What's it like covering CJ?
CJ, you really can't. I mean, he's just, especially as a DB. I mean, I know the linebackers have fit because, you know, he's a big guy. But I mean, as a DB, you know, he runs a corner route or something coming at you, and he's, you know, just puts his arm out and throws you aside, and then goes up against the ball or catches the ball like a receiver. And I mean, the sky's the limit for him too. I mean, thank God he's on this team.
You ever get him on the court, basketball, one-on-one?
I heard he could play some basketball. Okay. I never going against him. I can play some basketball.
All right.
Now.
I'll say
it every day. I'm the best basketball player on this team.
Watch out.
I'm gonna say it proud too, because we always talk about that, you know, especially with the finals going on right now. But yeah,
would be second.
I don't know. I just know I'm the best right now.
Right.
And that would cause some arguments too.
There you go.
I gotta just quickly ask you here.
Yeah.
You hear about James and his hunting trip, and he's killing a bear. What's going through your mind?
I seen a picture of this bear, and he's laying on top of it. First thing I did was text him, like, did you kill that? Or did someone else kill it, and you just taking a picture with it? He said, no, we did. We was up in, you know, Canada or whatever. I'm like, what are you doing in Canada? And he was like, oh, we just went hunting or whatever. So, I mean, I would have kept that thing. That thing's awesome. I mean, I've never been hunting. I want these guys to take me hunting. I'm already a senior. I haven't been hunting yet. And I'm in Iowa. Like, come on, guys. It took me shooting a couple times. That was awesome. But
would you say you're a better basketball player or he's a better hunter?
You said I'm the – ask that again?
I'm asking. Would you say that you're a better basketball player or that he's a better hunter if you had to pick between the two? Because you were just talking about your basketball player.
You know, I'm confident in my game, man. I'm probably going to take me being a better basketball player. But I heard he can hunt. I heard he can hunt.
And as far as this summer, has there been a different vibe at all?
You know,
as far as entering summer?
You know, like I told you guys in the spring, you know, it just feels, I mean, it feels, you know, fresh around here. You know, it feels new. You know, coach is making some changes and doing some things, and everyone's on board. You know, everyone's ready to sit together and make plays. And, you know, this summer has been the same way. You know, we've been in the weight room getting at it, you know, working out. And, you know, even Coach Joel has been having some, you know, different workouts and stuff for us. So I think that they're keeping everything fresh. And, you know, everyone, we're getting a lot of people, you know, just on random days just going out to the stadium and working out. And it's awesome. You know, it's showing, you know, how together we are. And even the freshmen just got here, you know, they're doing the same things.
Kevontae was talking about how camaraderie is something that you guys are able to build right now. Is that something that you've noticed? Like, it's just maybe there's a little bit more of that, or if it's something that you've noticed, you guys maybe more together than you were in the spring?
I definitely think, you know, we do have a lot more togetherness. You know, it's weird because, you know, I think Coach talked to us on our leadership trip, you know, about, you know, how we need to be more together. And, you know, it's not even just on the field, just off the field, and, you know, start hanging out together and, you know, just interact with each other. I think the leadership group, when we took that trip to Cedar Rapids, you know, it really, like, you know people a lot better when you spend the night with them. You know, you wake up with them and you work with them and you just have conversation with people, and you soon realize that, you know, we're all the same type of people. You know, we're all good friends. We're here for one mission, and that's to play good and get a Big Ten championship. And, you know, I think we definitely come together, you know, a long ways, but we got a lot of way to improve on that. So, you know, we'll definitely do that.